Kahuna of Chiddush HaOlam, which is the Kosh Baruch was in charge of the, which is the Yisai that Kosh Baruch was in charge of the world. Yosef, you want to, Yosef, can you? Okay, whatever. So because he says that the Lamaisa Shmir Shabbos is the cornerstone of Yiddishkeit, that if someone doesn't keep Shabbos before Hesia, he becomes a Mumil Chater Kula, he becomes like a Reid of Zara. The Oven Chil Shabbos is from the worst Avenis because it's a Skila, right? There's many Surim. Many different Madregas. Skila is the worst of all them. And he also says very interesting things. Says that all the mitzvahs are connected to different aver. All the ramach mitzvahs and shasa averis connected different mitzvahs are connected different avarim. So Shabbos is connected from the chiyus like the mayach or the leiv, where the chiyus comes from, and that's Shabbos is from the ikar chiyus. The person doesn't keep Shabbos karoi, he's left with his nefesh ha-Bahamas. He's left with his nefesh ha-Bahamas. And he doesn't have tchiyah. He doesn't have tchiyah zameisim. He doesn't have life in this world. He's not living in that sense. He says that the reason why people have...
You can't hear us, huh?
Right.
Okay, don't make noise.
He says the reason why people have a problem with Hilchos Shabbos is because it's very shver zachin. You have to know all the Gemara, you have to know all the Paiskim. There's many, many chalukei dinim, there's many machlokes, there's many sveikas. It's very, very difficult to understand. So Mel says the Chavetz Chaim that he came specifically to write a sefer and ordered that it should be kolar. He wrote haktamis. How we paskin, he's machriya. He helps us out so we can understand. Yes. And so he helps us out in order to understand all the things, in order to be able to keep Shabbos. He brings from the Yeres Devash and Gevalda Gazach. He says from the Yeres Devash. He says ki e efshe klab b'mitzias she notzel mi esin Shabbos im lo yul me kol adinim aburim heitev heitev. It's impossible to keep Shabbos properly unless you learn all the dinim very, very well. And he brings many mishalim. He finishes off in one paragraph. I wanted to just see quickly this paragraph. The last paragraph in the Hakdama. He finishes off, I think, very tzukepas. V'akave bez Hashem Yisparach. Shemisha yul meinata alocha, yida koldim b'tayma nimuka alocha lamaisa. And someone who learns from my sefer should know how each thing, its reasoning, where it comes from, Allah halacha ulamaisa. V'roi v'nachal l'chol yoroi v'chari d'var Hashem l'choinin chaburais. Everyone should make chaburais. Lilmoid Hilchos Shabbos, Kedei Shal Yikashul Bo. Where should make chaburis, Kedei to learn b'chabura, Hilchos Shabbos. Kedei Yisub Yalka, Reish Perk, Vayakal, Vayimer Loi, Akash Baruch Lumaisha, Amal Akash Baruch Lumaisha, Asay Lucha, Kihilois, Kedei Lois, Udreish Lefnein Beram Hilchos Shabbos. Should make a chabura and Darshan Hilchos Shabbos. And if you're Zayis, if you do it, Shishmir Shabbos, they couldn't care of Kirib Geula, Kimoy Shamar Chachamino Zahal, Okay. Reishman Beis. Lizor b'chavit Shabbos u'boisef echon. Talk to Mechaber. Afilu misha tzoruch la'achirim. Now this simon is about, he's starting about the, on his hachonis for Shabbos. What do you have to do to be mechon for Shabbos? So one of the first things you have to know when you be mechon for Shabbos is what you have to buy for Shabbos. For oinig Shabbos. Now there's two parts. There's two parts of preparing for Shabbos. There's Kavod Shabbos and there's Oinig Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is where you wear nice clothes. You act in a way which is mechubed on Shabbos. Those are things that you do on Shabbos generally. You have to prepare somewhat for them. And the other things are Oinig Shabbos. You have to prepare somewhat to make things. You make sure you have clothes which are nice. The other things are Oinig Shabbos, which is to eat geshmak hazachah on Shabbos.
Shabbos party.
Ah.
Food.
So then, food. So it's part of oinig. So because it's oinig, and then for that you also have to prepare for Shabbos as oinig Shabbos. So now we're talking about someone who doesn't have any money. Even someone.
Money. It could be, let's say, he doesn't have the wherewithal.
We're talking about. Yeah. Even though he needs to come on to others for his livelihood, if he has any of his own money, he saved up his $5. Tzarich lezaris atzma lechaberes haShabbos. He has to be mezaris himself to be mechabed Shabbos. I'm gonna continue, even though really we're not learning this part of the Mishnah Berurah, but this is an integral part of the mechaber. But le'amru asei Shabbat chachol le'itistar chabrius. I the Gemara in Shabbos says asei Shabbat chachol v'al titar chabrius.
More psachim.
It's more psachim. Oh, it's more psachim, right? So what are you telling me?
Talks about the
right. I remember that guy. I assume it was in Shabbos. I didn't learn Shabbos. Kitzer, the Alvimars are in Shabbos. So it says don't spend money. Fuck yeah. The Gemara is saying, don't come onto other people. Rather, don't spend money on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara is saying. Don't spend money on Shabbos. You have to come onto other people. So the Gemara is saying not like that. The Gemara is saying don't spend that money for Shabbos. When does the Gemara say that? Only someone who had mamish is the chukal b'yoyse. We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah what exactly that means. Okay. Therefore, a person should try to save up what he can to mechabed Shabbos. He save up those extra $5 and buy an extra dip lechabed Shabbos. Another din is to do laundry on Thursday. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's a little bit complicated, the dinim of how much money a person has, what he should do for Shabbos. Let's see. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Mikra Kodesh, a taich is clean clothes and to have oinig achilo ushtia. He's interesting. He brings that from the Chazanish. A very interesting thing. Let's say your great grandfather wore a fur hat because he lived in Russia and it was very cold in Russia. So he wore a fur hat. But the fur looks very nice. But if you wear a fur hat, Lamais, you schwitz like the buckets. So Lamais is not Einig Felt, Einig Shabbos. It's Felt in Einig Shabbos. So he says, maybe it's Kavod Shabbos, Felt in Einig Shabbos. He says, since the Makar of Kavod Shabbos also says Einig, so Mela, it's not Kavod Shabbos. You don't wear that shrimal to Kavod Shabbos because you need Einig. It's Negei, it was very, very Negei, but my stomach was talking about B'nai Brak, but it was very hot. You had all these chashva clothing that would be very hard to wear on Shabbos. So he says, Lamaisa, you do not have to wear it, I'll cover Shabbos. He rather brings from Nissan Karels over here that when you don't wear it, it's not Pagim B'chavei Shabbos, but if you do wear it, it's Zichar Kavod Shabbos. Yavad, if you wear that for him, They went very far. Ma'oy b'mitzvah zu with this mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. V'amru kol ha'ma'anik es ha'Shabbos nois l'nach l'b'l'mitzvah. He has borders without end. Benitzel Meshiva Malchus. And he says, it's a Mida Kenegir Mida. He brings over here, in the dish that it's a Mida Kenegir Mida because he spends without end. So he gets property without end. Benitzel Meshiva Malchus is Mekabel on himself, O Shabbos.
Is that how it works?
We're going to see more.
The fee according to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Meshiva Malchus. He's become on some old Shabbos, and so may let's remove from.
I'm going back to the store.
Let's see. V'zeicha for zel Ashiris. He's zeicha for Ashiris. Ayn sham oid kama my mar and beinian zeh. Where's Maflik?
He has a credit card without any limits.
Okay. Huh?
No
just
limit.
Swipe.
I'm going back to the store. I just went shopping. I'm just going.
There's no limit on the Shabbos credit card. You just spend.
Go
month.
Ahead.
Okay, so now there's three maimorim, which we have to define each one. Aleph. Because the Gemara brings maichon chashuvim. So v'chein b'chol mokim mokim lafim in haga yangu b'maichol mashkim chashuvim lam oynik. So meila, we should do chashuvim maichol. That's what we say today, generally, meat, wine, and McDonald's, other treats.
If someone likes pizza, they should.
No, if you like sushi.
Right, pizza might be a problem, but yeah.
What? It's a problem, pizza?
I mean, pizza is milk.
I'm saying, if someone likes milk, it's right.
Right, it could be. He said he speaks about later about fish. He talks about fish. If he doesn't like the fish.
What?
If he doesn't like fish, so then he shouldn't eat the fish, right? So it could be. I don't know if he's. You know,
play.
It's
in
a little
Germany,
bit different. It's
Germany,
a little bit different.
They didn't
but that's what we sing in Zmiris. We say, Bosa v'dogam v'chomatam.
Right. Yeah. No, Mike. If someone wants to do a milk, so
I understand, but this is a little bit. I understand because you're saying you like pizza better, but.
It's not a din of
I don't know.
Of Bosser on Yontif, that's a.
I hear it. I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, I don't know, Taka. I don't know. Okay, that's a Yomtiv is then Simcha.
Right,
it's a separate
thing.
Right. It's a different. It's a din Oinik.
Right.
I hear it. I don't know. It could be it's also totally in the place, not totally in the person. I don't know if it's totally in the place of the person. You see, because it says a Chomachomach and Fimin Haga.
Some place.
Right. Maybe in Italy. Hada Amru base. That's number one. Number two is Hada Amru afilu davar muot shasay lechavit Shabbos kiyam mitzvah zonik Shabbos. Afilu kais of the harsin. I know dogim ketanim mutagan mishan. It's another madrega. If you need to do one thing, a dip of fish, fried in their own oil, that's enough for Shabbos.
So that's the chayra, the makara in the Gemara that the Gemara says that. All those people used to make one thing for Shabbos,
Gemara,
maybe. The Gemara says Abayo.
Oh, that. No, that's something.
That's the pshat because they're saying, oh, I'm making one zaf.
No.
It's just that he wanted to be have a chelik.
That personally.
No, but a certain rabbi go and say for the rest of the week. For Shabbos, he used to make one thing.
Hey, oh, but that's something else.
No, the pshat in the Gemara is that the rabbi himself did it. He didn't leave it to his house.
I'm talking about the fact that he prepared the fact that we said that you're supposed to leave something from the weekday till the Shabbos.
And number three is Hadam Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so here we have three dinim. They seem to be sizer each other. Number one, spent until you die. Number two, one dip. And number three is you don't eat anything. Al-Tzachariyas, don't eat anything. So how do we understand these three things? V'chilakol ilu amayim hu ba'ifinze. D'hain. L'man de'efshalai, tzachalachab de'kafi yichot. Someone who has the capability, he does according to his mishah. That's number one. Mishah shad chukav la bi'ayiser. Hainu she'ing lo irak mozah shtei sudas l'shabes. If he only has two sudas, b'zeh amar Rabbi Akiva asis shabbat chukav al tzarech lebriyas. Inu mochiv lo yibishal sudas lo because he's the harsana. He has enough for two sudas. It means to say pieces of bread, bread for two sudas. That's all he has. Then in achanami he shouldn't take anything. He shouldn't take any money, and then he should be yaitzer with two sudas. That's all. Someone who has enough money to get to the three sudas and a dip. A dish. No, I didn't mean a dish. Achayiv lo haiti eisen al Shabbos kadei sheikade sheikayim shalosh sulis v'kais the haris. Okay, fine. Those are the three madrigas, depending on your income. Uadin, mishein like kulum uhumutal akol al tzedaka. Oh, what if a guy doesn't have anything? So because he's getting from tzedaka. Harei agabah muchiyav mitzvah l'shalosh sulis v'kais the haris and al kopon. Oh, Lamaisa, the Gabbaim have to give him tzedakah, that much tzedakah, that he could buy three sudas plus kastaras, and that's what they have to give him. Ubaldim nechbar kalfi kvayda, k'moshin his barba says, be every day, it's him in Rishon Gimel, right? That's he's a bentuvim, he needs that. B'loyamirin bazeh, ase shabbat chob al tzarech lebriyas. Oh, so now it's not negev, this guy who has nothing, a guy who has two sudas, so he can at least make it for two sudas. A guy who has nothing, so he anyway has to come on to others, so then they have to give him everything. Yeah. So then you don't say, Ashtay Shabbat Chabal Tzeres Chabriz, Lo Yamin Hachi Al Misha Dayin, Lo Yinistar Chlito. Aval Misha Kvar Bal Lidei Midazu. Livshay Giyot Levi Lito, Al Nesim Leakol Kanal. Has to give him everything. Mkoyim Shneigim Al Gabon, Likwai Al Anim, Rak Shtay Sudas, Lea Sudas Shlishis, Lav Shaper Amti, Lal Koponim Bimaisa Kais, Vivaldi Yizar Abizet. You should be careful. They're not right. That was to get all in two sudas. Oh, so that's called the Shulchan Aruch's Chemitza. Now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Yes. If he also has, he's something of his own. Since he has something, so he should spend it. Even though this guy, he's getting from tzedakah. And he's getting what he needs, technically, the bread and because the harsana. But still, he should, if he has $5, he should get his own thing. Imagine such a guy, he has nothing, he has no food. So he should save up his pennies so that he can spend on Shabbos.
Shouldn't drink coffee during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I
am betaz. Betaz the Shabbos. The Shabbos Echrenim Shkaso. Daf Mishal Shod the Chukal Biyosu. The Upat Medina Medina. Mishu the Shlishes. The Kas the Harsana. He come Makim Nach Ma'oy Shir Le Shtad Ali Yisak Kapanim in Akata Emtzayes. I know Be Kiyom Shalish Sudu to Kas the Harsana. Ah, so someone who's really in that matzah, Lamais, he should definitely, but Lamais, he should try to do what he could in order to be able to afford Shalish Sudu's and Kas the Harsana. Should try. So, because it depends on his income. This is depending on his income, on his strata of financial strata. A person should try to have not less than two tafshilin of in each two dishes in each meal. He brings from Ramis Karel, because that's what we have by Tishbav. A Tishbav. By Sudas Mavsakas, shouldn't have to say Shabbat because it's a Suda Chashuva. So this is what we're trying to say, it's a Suda Chashuva. Yam Tev Sheyecha B'chol Suda Mishal Sudas Dagim. You should eat by each meal fish. By each meal. Im Loi, She'in Loi Sim Loi, Lefi Tiva, Isha Sainan. If he hates the fish, he can't stand it. Shabbos Oloi Nigna Tiva Letzar. Doesn't have to eat it. Can look at some Reish Peiches. The Mishnah Berurah lists this later on because the Shabbos is Zeicha to Levyasa, meaning El Maba, and Levyasa and Levyasa. In Moichre Dogim Miyakar Hashar Nachal Nesakas Shal Yiknu Dogim Eizah Shabbos Et Shiyamad Hashal Mekayma. If they raise the price, so then you stop buying. Don't buy. Make a takana. No one should buy, and mail it'll go back to its regular price. Shlish, because you always have to spend a third more on a mitzvah. Even less than a third more than its regular price. Even though, you're not eating fish. No, it's not a bit of a thing. If they made a takana, the tzibur made a takana not to buy the fish in order to put down the price, and he bought it, but from before, he's still motor for him to eat the fish on Shabbos. Not us to eat the fish, just us to buy the fish. The fee, the Misha Shad Chukla Biyoiser, That's only if he can't borrow. But if he could borrow, so then Sarach Luvais, he should borrow, so they shouldn't be Mevatel, Mitzvah Einik Shabbos.
Really?
Levu Alai Bani Pireya.
So if he doesn't have it, then he's an Ani. So if he's Ani, he's going to get...
Oh, so this is a Gevaldige. There's a Gevaldige Shaila in the post game. What's with, let's say he doesn't have a way to pay back. He doesn't have a way to pay back. Yeah. It's also to, it's also, it's us. It's us, it's a Russia, right? It's someone who pays.
Like
who,
Russia, like,
yeah. It's someone who pays, who lends, who borrows, I'm sorry, who borrows. Without a way to pay back. So in Shara Tzion, he says, He should trust in Hashem that he's gonna pay him up. There's Kainim says, no. You can only borrow if you have a way of paying it up. Says the Sharatzian, it depends on the inyan, which they explain over here from Rishon Karel, and Dirshu explain that it depends on his midas of bitachin. If he's a big Baal bitachin, he's always beteach and Hashem, and he trusts in Hashem for his own purposes, then he can borrow money on the bitachin that he'll have what to pay up.
So if he spends on the credit card or everything else,
right.
He just keeps swiping the credit card for everything else. So he can do it for Shabbos too.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. He's big Baal bitachin. He's an hour.
He says, "Oh, so all of us could eat lechol." But the shlomi kashaitai.
Right. Then he's right. He brings another zach. Right, that you shouldn't stop, go overboard.
Right,
but it depends. But it also depends on his mitzvah b'tachin, how much he could, according to what his b'tachin is. If he's b'tachin for himself, so he can be b'tachin for others also. If he's not b'tachin for himself, so then he can't borrow on that b'tachin that he doesn't have. So this is grad we're going to get today, because today we have credit cards, so it's you don't need that mashkin. He was saying you need a mashkin, you don't need a mashkin in today's day. Anyway, fine.
All right. Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yalla.
Beautiful. Good for joining.